Vacillations of Poppy Carew, dramatized in 6 episodes by Betty Davis from the novel by Mary Wesley, with Beattie Edney as Poppy Carew. Poppy has had a double blow, the loss of her lover, who has left her for Venetia, a rich divorcee, and the death of her father, who left instructions for a rather unconventional funeral. Episode 2.
Dad's garden. When I was small, I used to sit here and watch him mowing the lawn. I can't really remember him the way he was then, though. Dad, where are you? Just there, behind the rhododendrons. That's where Edmund and I first made love.
Go on. Don't stop.
And then Dad called from the house and Edmund was furious.
You fool! You fool! You put me off! And damn your blasted father!
Oh!
My first experience. It was the only time Edmund thought of my pleasure before his own. Shall I answer it? I'd better. It might be Fergus. Hello?
Miss Carew?
Yes? Good morning, Vicar.
Ah, Poppy. You recognise my voice. About Saturday's ceremony?
Yes?
The service. Have you any particular thoughts?
As simple as possible. He'd like... I'd like... jolly hymns.
Jolly?
Sort of rejoicing. I mean, he's had coronary after coronary. He'll be rejoicing. It's all over.
Well...
You believe in the afterlife, don't you? You should agree.
Your father never discussed his religious beliefs with me.
I think he hedged his bets.
To come back to the hymns, this is a little difficult.
No jolly hymns? Nothing suitable?
Had you thought of any particular one?
Oh, well,
Perhaps you could leave the choice to me.
Do you know what Dad would like? Oh,
certainly I do.
Then I will leave it to you. Thank you. And I hope you'll come to the house afterwards.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, I nearly forgot. Furnivals will be in touch with you.
Furnivals?
They're arranging the funeral.
Not Brightsons?
No, Furnivals. They're what Dad wanted. Thank you for being so kind.
My job. Well, I think that's all. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye. Everyone seems to think it's Brightsons. I'd better get that notice in the paper straight away.
Raining again. Damn it. Never mind. Jogging's good for you. Whatever the weather. Venetia said the rain put her off. But she doesn't like jogging much anyway. Rain wouldn't have put Poppy off. Plucky little thing, Poppy. I miss her. No. One doesn't miss something once discarded. Oh. All the same, I think I've had enough this morning. Oh, home to breakfast and the morning paper. Oh, Venetia makes a very good breakfast. Excellent coffee. Much better than Poppy's. Lovely woman. Great cook. Rich. I'm a lucky man. Yes, I'm sure I've had enough. Home. Oh. Not that way, you fool. That's the way to Poppy. Delicious coffee.
More toast, darling.
Thank you.
Marmalade?
Yes, I wouldn't... Good Lord.
What is it?
Saturday. Are we doing anything on Saturday?
No, why?
A funeral. I have to go to a funeral.
Whose funeral?
Robert Carew.
Carew? Any relation?
Well, yes. Her father, actually. I think I should.
Of course, darling. Oh, poor Poppy. I'll come with you. spread the load.
Oh, no.
Who's dead now?
Dear boy, how did you know?
You always go straight to the hatch, match and dispatch, Aunt Calypso, and oh, no, doesn't sound like births or marriages.
When I was young, it might have meant marriages, or even births. But it is a death. An old friend.
Who?
Robert Carew. I don't think you ever met him. He lost his wife long ago, and there's one daughter. Very pretty girl, I'm told. He had a dicky heart. Willie, can you get away from your farm? Spare a little time away from your pigs?
Well, yes, I suppose I can. Mrs. Future won't like it, though.
Mrs. Future will have to put up with it. You spoil her.
Mrs. Future is more than just a pig. She's special. But maybe it'll make her appreciate me more.
Quite right. Funeral's on Saturday. Yeah, I was fond of him, you know. A lot of people were.
I thought I'd come early and get you some breakfast. Nice hot coffee. You look like you could do with it.
Thank you, Mrs. Edwards.
They're bringing your dad home this morning, aren't they?
Yes.
My nephew works for Brightson's.
Oh.
He tells me you're having furnivals.
Yes, I am.
My nephew says Brightson's have had the monopoly for too long, the old bastards. He's thinking, my nephew that is, of applying for a job with furnivals. Says they'll soon be the in thing. That's what the young ones are saying.
Are they?
He, my nephew that is, rang up Mr. Furnival and offered to give a hand Saturday at the funeral.
That was kind of him, Mrs. Edwards.
We thought the village would like it, you know. Just to show...
Yes?
To show we loved him. Always had a joke, your father. He gave them many a good tip at the pub.
Did he?
Didn't you know?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know the village loved him. I didn't know he went to the pub. Thank you, Mrs. Edwards.
I expect that's them. Oh, yes, it is. They've brought your dad home. You go and pick a few flowers from the garden while I make your breakfast.
Right.
Roses. That's nice. Your dad's favourite, they were. I've put a bowl ready.
Thank you.
Near his heart. That's right. Come and eat your breakfast now.
In a moment.
Oh, all right.
Pick flowers with the dew on them. They last better. That's what you always said. I must stop it. I'm making myself think morbid, conventional thoughts. You wouldn't approve of that.
Hello?
Hello?
Front door was open, so I came in. Fergus thought you might like these, the black velvet pool and the laurel wreath.
You're Mary from Furnival's.
Yes. Didn't you recognise me?
You're blonde. You look quite different.
I am a blonde. I've washed the black dye out, that's all. If you lift the flowers, I'll spread the velvet over for you. Unless you'd like to do it yourself.
Oh, no.
Hold the laurel wreath for a moment. Flowers are nice. They're from his garden?
Yes.
Poor old boy. Was it one of his coronaries?
Yes. Did you know him then?
Oh, we used to meet at the races. I'd get him to mark my card. He had a nose for winners. People said he talked to the horses. Of course, he talked to the trainers, too. How about the wreath? I made it myself. It'll smell nice when the room warms up. It's bay, you know, not laurel. Pinched it from a garden, I know. They won't miss it. There we are.
It looks beautiful. Thank you.
Am I keeping you from your breakfast? I smell coffee.
Would you like a cup?
No, thanks. I've got a rush, or Barnaby will be yelling for his feed.
Oh, right.
Did you love your father?
I hardly knew him.
It happens. Can't stand mine.
Oh.
Oh, God, another bill.
Well,
you've got Poppy's cheque now, at least you can pay Father's rent.
I wish your father would take a...
Running jump! I'm with you there. Have you thought about this place in winter?
Winter? What do you mean?
It gets snowed in. It's been cut off for weeks. Months in some winters.
So that's why he rented it so cheap. The crafty bastard.
Why do you think I'll get over my horsey phase if I'm frozen and uncomfortable?
You can always nip back to Spain and warm up in Joseph's arms.
Do you want to get shot with me?
Wouldn't it be better for Barnaby?
Why are you so keen on marriage for me? You steer clear of it yourself. You're as bad as my father. You want to see me pegged down.
I should have thought Barnaby was quite a peg.
I can travel with him. Child is a carrier bag. A husband is a trunk.
Is it really true about the winter?
Quite true. Dad thought you were a sucker. You won't mind if you go bankrupt. He thinks I might try and get a sensible job if this one packs up.
Like secretary to an oil mogul?
You wouldn't last long. You know I can hardly type. Furnival's fun funerals. Well, you should have checked that advertisement before I send it off.
Oh, I forgive you that. Your mistake brought us Poppy.
Victor, come in. I wanted to see you.
Julia, I've got an idea for an article for your mag.
Yeah, I have some news.
Yes, you won't be able to resist it. If you like, I'll stand your dinner afterwards.
Victor, I have some news for you.
Oh, Lord.
It's good news. No, oh, Lord, about it.
How's that?
You know, a year ago I said I'd show your novel to my publisher friend, Sean.
What?
Well, he likes it. Wants to publish it.
Is this the novel about...
Your marriage to Penelope, thinly disguised? Yes, it is.
I thought I told you not to show it to anyone.
But it was such a marvellous portrait of old Pennylope. She did give you a rough time. No wonder you drowned her.
Well,
Then when Sean read it, he loved it.
What about libel? I wrote that novel with my pen dipped in cyanide.
That's what Sean likes. He says it's stark. Penelope's far too vain to recognise herself, so don't worry. Now, what's your article about?
Funerals.
Good morning, dear. I brought you a cuppa. Oh, is that...
My dress. It looks even better on. It's Dad's birthday present. Do you like it?
It's very pretty, very colourful. But you're not going to wear it today, are you?
Yes, I am.
It's Saturday.
I know.
Haven't you got a nice black?
Today isn't just the funeral. It's my birthday too. I always wear Dad's present on my birthday. Delicious tea.
There's a boutique in Newbury that does little black dresses. You've just got time.
No.
You want a little black dress on a day like this.
No, Mrs. Edwards. No, no, no. I don't want.
Oh, well... Edmund coming to help, is he?
I shouldn't think so.
They didn't get on, did they?
No. I must have my bath. Thanks for the tea.
Miss Carew's in the kitchen. A gentleman with the food.
Hello, Victor.
Hello.
Sorry, I'm still in a dressing gown. What enormous boxes.
Thermos boxes. Relics of the Raj. They're from Singh, my takeaway friend, the king of Indian Nosh.
Oh. Can I help?
No, leave it all to me. I have the booze in the car and glasses and plates and all that. Actually, it would be better if...
I were out of the way.
No, of course not.
I was just going.
Would you like some coffee?
No, thank you.
Interflora has just come. There are lots of wreaths. I'll look after them. Leave it all to me. Oh, somebody else come to pay their respects. Never stops, does it?
I wish I could run away. Why did she have to ask after Edmund? Would they notice if I left them all to it? They don't need me. They're happier without me. I am de trop. They're carried away by the ritual. They're using me and Dad as a rehearsal for the burial of their own loved ones when the time comes. I wish it were over. At least the sun's shining.
Is that what you're wearing?
What? Yes. Yes, I am.
Oh, who? Good. Mrs. Edwards let me in. I'm a friend of your father's. Used to meet him at the races. Beautiful. Just as we thought.
We?
I was with him when he bought it. I helped him choose. I hope you don't mind.
But You're still alive.
Oh, you're thinking of life's dividends. I was never in that category.
I just wondered.
Yes?
Are they all dead?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Your father had lots of friends. Some were lonely people afraid of going to the races on their own, and your father was kind to them.
Did he...
Oh, no. He didn't necessarily sleep with them. Oh, yes, you do look lovely. Look at yourself. He'd be very pleased. Oh, here they are. Come and see.
Oh, it looks...
splendid. Horses, plumes, everything. I shall certainly book them for myself. I must make a note for my executor. Where did your father find them?
An advertisement in the field.
Oh, he never missed a trick, your pa. Ah, time you went down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my nothing. You have to see him out of the house and follow behind him to the church. Now, brace up. Here. Wear my coat. I felt cold at my husband's funeral.
Thank you. It's beautiful.
Play your part. Think how he's enjoying this. Bit of pageantry in this dark age.
Do you know anyone here?
Oh, lots of his friends. There are some of those who cared most have already gone now. Ah, here he comes.
Is that...
Oh, yes. Yes, that's his daughter.
Oh, she's... She's... She's wearing your coat.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen. Oh, no. Now for the hymn. I hope it isn't some awful muscular Christian tune. Yes. Oh, yes, I should have trusted him. Dad's recording.
What a shambles. Not even a decent hymn. And that frivolous dress. Making a mockery of a solemn occasion.
Oh, Willie. I think I need my coat back.
Oh, shall I?
Oh, please. Now Bob's in his grave, she'll feel warmer. And I feel the chill. I'm ready to go home.
But go home? Well, aren't we going to the house, then?
Oh, you don't want to go to an awful drinks party, do you?
Well, but...
I mean, think of all the noise, all those hearty men hee-hawing and their wives screeching. I'm too old for that sort of thing. Run for the coat, dear Willie. I shall wait by the car.
Excuse me, would you mind if I took my aunt's coat? We have to leave.
Oh, where is she? I must thank her. But aren't you coming to the house?
No, we have to go. I'll thank her for you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Excuse me. Who is that old lady getting into the car?
Oh, that's Calypso Grant. Used to be quite a raver when she was young, I gather. Would you like a lift?
No. No, thank you. Ah. I must see someone. Fergus, you will come back to the house, won't you?
Love to. I must. I'm doubling as waiter.
You can put your horses in the stables.
Stables?
Didn't Victor tell you?
No, he didn't.
Oh. May I drive back to the house with you?
Of course. There's room on the box.
You're the only people I know here.
Fergus? At least 10 people have asked for your phone number.
Great.
This has been a wonderful advertisement. You'll be the in thing. If you're not snowed in.
Shut up.
Snowed in?
My father rented him a pup. Those stables get cut off whenever it snows.
Don't let it bother you.
Walk on. Gee up.
Good God, what does she think she's doing? What a pantomime. And in that dress.
It's a lovely dress. Italian, I should think.
It's quite unsuitable.
Oh, yes. Fergus, why don't you rent my stables as winter quarters?
Well, that would solve a few problems.
It would do the place good. I shan't be here much.
Oh.
You could have the house too if you wanted it.
But it's all in good nick. All it needs is a lick of paint and a few repairs.
I know. Dad would have liked to have horses here. It was one of his dreams. Well, what do you say? Would you like to rent them?
It would be a miracle. I've been terrified since that bitch mentioned snow that I'd go bankrupt.
Well, if you're interested, I'll introduce you to Anthony Green.
Who's he?
My solicitor. He'll be in the house. Rent it for a year and see how things go.
Wonderful. Come here. Sealed with a kiss.
Oh.
More?
No more. I enjoyed that. We'd better get on to the party.
Hi. See the stables?
Yes, they've saved my life. I'm not your bloody dadda. Wait till you're of age. I'll sue you for libel.
There'll be no booze left if you don't come in.
All right. We're coming.
Do look, darling, there's Mary Mowbray, plus infant.
Feeding it to boot. Looks like one of those virgins and child in the National Gallery.
They wear longer skirts.
The father's some sort of Spanish fisherman, I gather.
Victor's over there. Do you want a word with him?
Yeah, I do rather. Did he really drown his wife?
Not very successfully, it seems. She's still around.
I mean, did he try to?
Shh, he's coming over. Victor, hello. Sean wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Yes, your novel. I like it. I really like it.
Good.
It's a lot better than your first efforts. Well, let's have lunch next week. I'd like to publish, but there are just a few things.
Such as?
Well, just as in the first book, you fail to check your foreign bits.
Which?
Well, I'm no linguist, but if Urdu's hard to check, the same isn't true of French.
What's wrong?
Well, just glancing through, of course. But I noticed compote, which takes a circumflex neither in French nor English.
Oh, and?
And comme il faut, with two intrusive hyphens. Machinois, with two erroneous capitals. Femme d'un certain âge, with a circumflex missing.
Oh.
That's just a few I noticed as I whizzed through. I must read it more thoroughly. But I love it. It's the funniest book I've read in years.
Funny?
The way you've disguised the black humour with obvious sentimentality, pretending it's a tragedy. Well, it's masterly.
I'm so glad you latched onto the humour.
Victor, here a moment. Excuse me.
Of course.
Were you going to hit him?
Yes, I think I was.
Kiss me instead.
Oh. On call.
That's enough. I have to talk to Anthony Green. That was different from Fergus, but just as good. What has come over me? Fergus, come and meet my solicitor.
Of course.
Anthony.
Sure. Yes, my dear.
This is Fergus Furnival.
How do you do?
I want him to rent the stables for his business and the house, perhaps.
I see. Is that wise?
The stables are empty. They will go to ruin. My father would like Fergus to have them, and so would I.
We can go into it.
Go into it tomorrow. Just work out a fair rent and lease the stables to Fergus for a year. Then, if we're both happy with the arrangement, we can renew the lease.
We can make an appointment. There's no rush, I take it.
There is a great rush. It may snow.
More bubbly?
No, thank you. I'm driving.
Shall I? I seem to have had a lot already. But why not? I'm not driving. What a good party. Dad, I wish you were here. But perhaps you are.
Ah, home. Now, Willie, if you drive fast, the party will still be going on. The most boring people will have left and the fun will be beginning. Have a good time.
But
I wanted to come home. You wanted to go to the party. You can tell me all about it later.
Are you all right?
Oh, I'm all right. I shall change my clothes and take the dog for a walk. My dear boy, I'm not as selfish as all that.
Thanks.
Where is she? Where's Poppy? I've been looking everywhere.
She's gone.
Gone? What do you mean, gone?
Oh, gone. Some chap came and took her away, just grabbed her and carted her off. I couldn't get through to stop him.
Some chap? What chap?
How should I know?
I heard his name. She called out when he grabbed her.
Yes?
She said Edmund.
This isn't your car.
No.
Whose is it?
Venetia's.
How will she get home?
Someone will give her a lift, I expect.
Poor Venetia. But how satisfactory. He's very selfish. But he's so good-looking. I think I'm a little drunk. I shall keep quiet. If I speak, I'll say something I'll regret.
I had to get her away from all that. What a disgusting pantomime. And that party. Like an Irish wake. Although I suppose they don't have champagne. She's asleep. I have to sort her out. When she sells her father's house and realizes her assets, well, there are some quite decent pieces of furniture. Now her father's out of the way, we could get married. Start a family. If I want to. One could marry Poppy and keep Venetia as a mistress. Or the other way round. I shall keep my options open.
The part of Poppy was played by Beattie Edney. Fergus, Andrew Wincott. Victor, James Fleet. Mary, Kate Maravan. Calypso, Mary Wimbush. Willie, Kim Wall. Edmund, Matthew Morgan. Venetia, Elaine Claxton. Sean, Gareth Armstrong. Julia, Vivian Rochester. Anthony Green, Neville Jason. Mrs. Edwards, Tina Gray. And the vicar, Peter Whitman. Mary Wesley's The Vacillations of Poppy Carew was dramatized by Betty Davis and directed by Jane Morgan.